Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Although you see no water for miles around, we are nevertheless marooned, stranded in this nightmare called Barovia. To change metaphors, we are imprisoned. The mist that surrounds us are our prison bars, and Baron von Strahd, our warden. As far as I can tell, there's no escape except death, either his or ours.
Keenan calls out, Father Limick, Father Limick, Father Limick. From the dead center of town.
Terrible you, noise.
You see as one huge, flabby, fleshy arm claws its way halfway across town. Two more rounds and he'll be here. And then it's your enemy's turn.
This is what I was afraid of.
A crawling one. So you've got Cribbit on your back, Pip, and then a crawling one attempts to launch itself on your front.
God, don't weigh me down like this.
You manage to avoid both of its blows as it launches itself towards you. Maybe in like panic, you just kick at it. You successfully plant your boot in the center of its chest and force it away.
Fuck yeah.
Unfortunately, as soon as you touch it, as soon as you're close to it, sorry, buddy. You feel a wave of winter chill wash over you. You take 10 points of cold damage.
Oh my god, dude. Oh my god. Okay. I wish I was strong. I miss when I was strong. I miss when my max HP was in the 80s, not, I think, the 30s.
That's 39 currently.
Yeah. It's almost 40.
It's almost 40. That's true. It used to be double that, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. I need a long rest to become normal again.
Crawling ones fight your allies, as do flying ones.
Mm-hmm. Don't like this, the term crawling
Me
ones.
Me neither. It's really
ones.
Bad.
It's really off-putting.
It's really bad.
Oh, I should say as well, anytime one of these entities, flying or crawling, are killed, they do that awful screaming, thrashing thing, and then eventually you can watch as what you assume is Father Limick sloughs off them and reveals human underneath.
God damn, dude. Okay, god damn.
There is Father Limick in the street like puddles.
I do not want to step in Father Limick.
It looks like liquid flesh.
Jesus.
It feels
Christ,
like liquid flesh.
Dude. Ew.
They appear to be overpowering your allies.
Fuck.
Owen is like pinned down underneath one of them. Mark Willett, you watch as Frost runs up his arms as he grabs the one pinning Owen down and tries to wrestle it off him. Keening is holding his own pretty well. Any one of them that comes towards Keening, you watch as it instantly, Keening's magical energy causes flames to ripple along them and they scream and back off. None of them are on Keening. Iona and Elanial are forming a very convenient defensive phalanx. Tiny's doing all right. He's swinging around one around like a club. Muriel appears to be trying to distract the flying ones as best she can. You see a bunch of the flying ones are chasing after her. Speaking of, not all of them though.
Okay.
And one of the flying ones launches itself at you.
Come on.
That's a hit and a hit, my friend.
Fuck. God damn it. I can't add Cribbit's plus 10 to my... To anything here.
No, not to anything. No,
I guess
you will in a moment.
AOC, yeah.
You will in a moment.
Oh, okay.
if you remain conscious after this. You take 10.
Pip's been in and out of
20.
Consciousness.
All
so
right,
much.
Pip.
Okay.
Everything goes black.
Pip.
Yeah?
If you are unconscious and need to roll death saving throws, maybe gain the benefits of a short rest.
Yeah, I'm back, baby. I'm back.
Well...
I'm back.
You have 6 d10.
Okay.
Wait, am I right? No, you have 4 d10 that you can roll to recover hit points with.
Let's burn them. let's burn them all.
Why not?
You recover 16, 21, 22 hit points.
Oh my fucking God.
That's what you're on. Now, unfortunately, because this attack knocked you unconscious, you actually didn't get a chance to make this saving throw. Okay. Pip, the flying one has latched its arms, its forearms around your two arms, mm-hmm. and you watch as Father Lemmick melts off it and onto you.
And you didn't even get a chance to roll. Yeah. That sucks.
You didn't get a saving throw for that, unfortunately.
Okay.
I'm like,
Pip, it's your turn.
Right. Okay.
You only have to deal two more turns.
So if I wanted to cast, say, if I wanted to use one of my Sharpshot Companion abilities, the mm-hmm. Burst Shot, which I hit every enemy within a 10-foot radius sphere, would I be able to do that, or am I
you
too
could
grappled?
Hit every crawling one with that attack and the flying
that's
one kinda that's
kind of what I was thinking. Okay, well, I'm going to do that then.
Okay. They are, this road is being made way bigger by Father Lemmick, but it is not wide enough where you are currently mm-hmm. for them to be that far apart from each other.
Okay.
So yeah, you could hit every crawling one like this.
Look out, I say, because I'm about to fire so many arrows.
Okay.
Maybe not even look out. Don't get hit.
Sorry, can you check? Do you make an attack roll or do they make a saving throw?
Each attack and its damage must be rolled individually.
Okay. Well, they're all made at advantage.
Yeah.
Let's do the flying one, grappling you first. Now that, actually, sorry, this one balances out. It's neither an advantage nor disadvantage.
Yeah.
Because it's grappling.
Yeah.
You're making an attack against a creature grappling you. You'll want that D20.
Let's use it. Let's use it.
You hit.
Okay.
And it's fire damage, right?
Yeah. Is Cribbit still on me?
Yeah, he's on your back.
Okay. I am covered in guys.
If you don't get this thing off you, you're going to be so much more covered in guy. I'm letting you know. You deal 19 points of damage, which is not enough to kill it, unfortunately.
Balls.
And then let's roll 7 attacks at advantage for all the crawling guys. That's a miss.
Fuck.
That's a hit.
Okay.
That is one that Tiny's already damaged.
Okay.
My god, yeah, you kill one.
I thought it'd just force you to roll 1,000,000 dice. Cop that.
Yeah, you can do this twice, right?
That is true. No, I believe because it's one of improved miss. Shots, I can't do I can only do it once.
This is the fourth miss. Fucking hell.
Come on,
critical
Pip.
Hit on the fifth one.
Thank God. Mm. I was like, surely I'll get at least one crit.
Maybe
you
should have spent that.
I know. What's the time?
Your options are your options are in the knee or with a sharp stick.
Let's go with a sharp stick.
Quadruple damage and the target must make a DC 16 dexterity saving throw. On a failed save, the target loses an eye.
Whoa.
DM decides which one.
Baller.
So, I don't think it's going to matter because quadruple damage is 4d10 and 8d6. I don't know if I'm even going to... I don't know why I'm bothering to roll this.
If they were all ones, I think I'd still be doing pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, plus 12. 10. Uh-huh. 20.
It's just absolutely annihilated this one guy.
30.
Yeah. I first.
40.
Straight through the eye, into the brain, brain into the pavement.
Into the 52. Exploding part of the human brain, or of the, well, no, the human brain.
Mm-hmm. 60. This is very funny. You did 66 points of damage, 6 more than Ogogash did on his attack, but he didn't get a critical hit.
Yeah.
It's very, look what they need to do to imitate a fraction of our power.
Oh,
yeah, you kill that one.
Okay.
Awesome.
That's nice to, it's for Adam to really emphasize.
Ogogash's superiority.
Yeah, you really just snatch that victory away from you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I can't feel good about it. No.
I'm sorry, the DMPC is really powerful, and he looks exactly like me.
Oh.
And everyone loves him.
That's true.
You get another critical, by the way.
Nice.
You get crits on 19, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And your options are press the advantage or distracting jab.
Press the advantage?
Fuck.
You tricked me.
Your options were quadruple or triple damage. So fuck, dude. Triple damage, and it wasn't a melee attack, so you can't do the extra thing. But triple damage is still pretty fucking good.
He tricked me.
He did.
Yeah, I did. He misled me.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, dude. I have no obligation to do shit for you.
constantly tricks us.
He constantly tricks us.
10, 20.
He loves to see us fail.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
10, 20. What's 6 times? You kill it. I don't know why I'm fucking...
Fair enough. Fair
all right, enough. I think that's all of them.
I think
I think that's every roll that you've got. So, you wounded the flying... You load... I don't know how you're describing this. If you're like, dong, 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 or if you're just throwing a bunch of crossbow bolts.
Given that I have a guy on my front and a guy on my back, all I can do is load a bunch. It's probably a mistake. Probably go...
Cribbit to give you crossbow bolts?
Put the bolts in. Put the bolts in, Cribbit.
That's too many bolts. That's too many bolts.
I'm going to...
Oh, whatever.
Fuck it.
You panic fire... And it really pays off for you. A Gogash looks at you and says, "My friend, did you mean to do that?"
Fuck off, a Gogash. Fuck right off.
All right, that was your turn, Pip. It's your eyes' turn. Owen and Mark Quillet struggle with... Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Never mind.
The tide has turned.
Joel.
Yes.
Get back or 99.
Oh, 99.
99.
Yeah. All right. Mark Willett, screaming at the thing pinning Irwin, slams it and just docks it in one of its three heads. Oh. 99, quadruple damage, and if the damage the target takes is equal or greater than 1/4 of its maximum hit points, it is knocked unconscious.
Yeah. They can sleep.
Yeah, finally. Yeah.
It needs to make a con saving throw. Yeah. No, wait. All right. He just dongs it with his fist and it fucking keels over, not dead, but unconscious.
That's awesome.
Mark Willett looking down at Owen. Owen looking up at Mark Willett. Owen says, "Did you mean to do that?"
Fuck off, Mark Willett.
Fuck right off.
It's Keening's turn. He, watching as Muriel looks about like she's about to be overwhelmed, he casts the same spell as before in his other hand and begins dragging two of these things down towards him.
That's so cool.
The one that he already leashed dies, so he kills one of the flying ones. And then the other one, also dies.
My boyfriend's awesome, dude.
And it's Iona and Eleniel's turn. Iona fires at one of the flying ones. Misses again. Sorry, Iona.
God damn it, Iona. Come on.
She only has the one fire spell. And Eleniel... Oh, wait. She gets three. Eleniel misses one, but strikes two others. Her flaming arrows wound one. Wound a second one, and nice. That's it.
That's okay. That's good.
All right. Then Cribbit's turn. Cribbit, seeing how weak you are, as Adam forgot how weak you are, Cribbit's going to probably do something about
that. Truly, Cribbit, you know, we joke that a Gogash is the Adam self-insert, but truly it's Cribbit, you know? Cribbit Carnivale.
Cribbit mutters into your ear, "Hecht." Oh, first off, you get another bardic inspiration. You can use another D10 on any D20 roll. Mm-hmm. And Cribbit, muttering into your ear, asks, "Do you want me to heal you or make it dance?"
What could he mean by that?
He sounds like he's being real literal with this one.
Huh.
If he makes it dance, it'll probably let go of me. And so I...
That's the idea, yeah.
I think I prefer that. Make it dance. What?
make what dance?
Make what dance?
Got it. Make it dance.
Okay, what? What are you saying to me right now?
Cribbit climbs a little bit further up you, standing on your shoulders, balancing himself very perfectly.
Wow.
He pulls out a lute and begins strumming on it.
"I once saw a girl, she loved me. I once saw a boy, he hates me."
The creature has no saving. Oh, no, there isn't a saving throw. I was about to be like, is there a fucking saving throw on this spell? The flying creature lets go of you, lands, and begins.
It's ham boning.
It begins ham boning a dance along.
It's ham boning. What the fuck?
And it sings in time with the song.
I don't have the time to stop and appreciate the absurdity of this situation.
Immediately, Father Limic recedes from your arms.
Okay.
The liquid Good. Limic, as we will be calling it from now on.
Yuck.
Ew.
Tiny kicks one of the crawling ones into a standing position, and then you watch. You ever played the like Batman Arkham games?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know that move where Batman's like doom, 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 doom,
doom. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He does that in an insanely quick series of punches.
Does he have... So kind of like E Honda from Street
yes.
Fighter?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Absolutely. Does Tiny have How many arms does he have?
He has four arms.
Oh.
Matching them. He has two big, huge arms yeah, and then two little smaller
arms.
Yeah. Okay.
Damn. That's a lot of punching.
Yeah.
Does he have like, you say he's a beetle guy. Mm-hmm. I keep thinking that he's like, you know, the beetles with the horn?
Yeah, like a rhinoceros beetle.
Rhinoceros beetle, that kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's okay. The sort of beetle
that's
I'm imagining.
Awesome,
yeah.
Dude.
Hit, 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 critical.
Good, Tiny.
And he does. He also seems to be... You watch every time... By the way, this isn't just now. This is every time Tiny punches. You watch as he punches, there's like this energy aura that runs down his arm. Like he is standing inside a ghost version of himself that Whoa. Is slightly bigger than him.
Cool.
And whatever that ghost version of him is, appears to be overcoming the damage reduction of these creatures.
Oh, I'm so stupid. I just finally realized what class he is. I'm so fucking dumb, dude.
He finishes this display with, he lowers his horn,
scoops fuck, yes.
the creature up, throws it into the fucking air, and when it lands, you watch as it lands with enough impact that the Father Limic just flattens out, and the corpse inside... coughs up a bunch of blood and lies still.
That rocks.
He kills one of the crawling ones.
Tiny's cool. Ooh.
And that was Tiny. Muriel is trying really hard to dodge. Muriel ducks, dodges, and weaves in between the flying ones, and then one wraps itself around her, and the two of them hit the ground. You watch... As Muriel from inside the bowl of Father Limic starts trying to punch her way out, and then
okay.
she explodes out of it.
Thank God, dude.
Yeah.
She's in were-raven form now, so cool. She's humanoid-sized, half-raven, half-person.
That's awesome.
Oh, cool.
That's a cool look.
That's the first time we've seen were-raven.
Yes, I think so, maybe.
That's baller, dude. Does she have, like, the monstrousness of a werewolf?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's
it's like
cool.
if a werewolf. Imagine
if a werewolf
a raven
was a raven,
instead of
yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Fuck, that's sick.
She holding up part of the holding Father Limic in her bird hands.
Yeah,
it runs in between her fingers, dead.
That wow, fuck. I always just assumed with a were-raven they would just like turn into a raven.
Yeah,
and
yeah, fly, yeah,
and that was it. Not this.
Not this fucking awesome mix. We should have all become were-raven.
Bite us, Muriel. Bite us.
We made a
shut up.
We made a mistake.
It's getting to the point where I feel like you're making fun of me.
No.
It's a Kokash's turn. Are you sure you're not making fun of me?
I'm never making fun of you.
Even when he called you Nostradamus, that was actually not at all making fun.
That wasn't making fun of you. That was just ribbing amongst friends.
Yeah.
Okay? You should have picked a 16th century... what the fuck was Nostradamus?
I don't know.
Wizard.
I don't know what
he's
Sia?
Sia. To name me after and then make a joke about that. Sorry, go on.
A Gogash cuts two of them neatly in half.
Hell yeah.
You're down to one crawling, five flying.
Okay.
It's Father Limic's turn. He gives birth to
okay.
a further four crawling ones.
Okay.
And six flying ones.
He can just do that.
He
Gross.
Can just do that. That's disgusting. But thankfully, is he closer or did he?
He's one turn away.
Okay.
We can just... Or you can move to him.
Yeah, and get shredded. No, thank you.
Pip. You were attacked by three crawling ones.
Okay, I guess I'm getting shredded either fucking way.
Mm. Now, Cribbit sped you up. That's just advantage for attacks.
Yeah.
What else? He did something. He gave me bardic inspiration. He made that thing dance. That's right. Yeah, that's what he did. Miss. Jesus. Miss. Mm? Miss critical.
Mm. Oh, fuck. Hey. This is good.
This is bad.
This is real bad. Real bad, dude.
Knocked off balance or kneecapped?
Oh.
Both of them really sound like I'm about to fall over.
Yeah, but kneecap seems like maybe your knee explodes, yeah. Where one of you just might have a little tumble. You know?
Knocked off.
So kneecap thing.
Okay, kneecap.
No.
Zab and pick. Let's go kneecap.
Kneecapped? Oh, Joel.
Oh, Joel. No.
Quadruple damage, oh, and you have disadvantage on skill checks that rely on your legs until you finish a long rest.
I was being sarcastic. We were being funny. Can we do a do-over?
It wasn't worth it for the
Wasn't
beer.
Worth it for the
Oh,
funny.
I keep forgetting. You take 25 points of damage.
Oh,
and
shit.
That's going to be a massive wound.
That was... Maybe we shouldn't have done the funny option.
Yeah, maybe we should have gone for the one that sounded less... What was the other one? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, just out of curiosity.
Hang on. Oh, you really don't want to know? It was really way better.
We're aware, Adam. We know.
Brother, of no doubt.
I got to rub out so many things so I keep track of how... Few hit points.
Okay.
You're so dead.
Oh, you're... Did I say 25? Yeah. Things go black again.
Fucking... I got one more.
Yeah.
Back from the dead. If you died within the last minute, return to life with one hit point.
You're not... Oh, it downed or die?
Died. You're died. Not dead yet. Yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You know what? I'll allow it.
No.
This
no,
could
no.
just be good.
No, because I may die, Adam.
No, I'm being really kind because you're not going to die. You're going to be Father Limic.
Okay. Hey. Hey, pal. Thanks for the...
Oh, I see.
Thanks for the assist there. Thanks for the assist.
This is me being kind.
Okay.
You... The crawling one that did this to you, knocked you down, slammed you in the chest... Its fist, when it connected with your chest, Father Limic starts spreading over your chest. Cribbit from underneath you. Oh, no, he was standing on top of you. Cribbit's lying prone next to you.
I feel the flying ones, sorry. I reckon he probably would have just aimed at his knees.
Yes. That wasn't the flying ones.
Oh, but no. The flying ones missed you.
Oh. No, I haven't done them yet.
Oh, we're not done.
No, this isn't done. Oh, all right, so you wanted the other one.
Yeah. You're fucked.
Knocked off balance. Double damage and lose one attack on your next turn.
That would have been nice.
It so wouldn't have downed stupid. You.
Shouldn't have gone for the joke one. Okay.
All right. Okay. So you're on one hit point.
Mm-hmm.
That was the crawling ones. A couple crawling ones attack your allies. No, none of your allies get hit.
Okay.
But then we're on the flying ones, and there's 11 of them. Now, Muriel's probably going to cop it the worst right now.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's 1, 2, 3.
But Muriel's a badass were-raven at present.
Presumably, it's like a were-raven's tanky.
Six. That's what I'm hoping. And maybe it's the kind of thing like when you wild shape, where when she takes a bunch of damage, she just becomes a human again. Maybe.
And then gets the damage when they're human.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It carries over.
Just keeps going.
Oh, that's a critical.
Get down or that'll buff out. Okay. Oh, that'll buff out. Doesn't count.
Oh.
Get down or right in the shins.
What's the least funny option?
Get down? In the shins is funny.
In the shins is funny.
So let's go get down.
We go get down, Adam.
Double damage.
Okay, that's not too bad.
And if the resulting damage is equal to or greater than half of your maximum hit points, you are knocked prone.
That's all
no,
right.
Not her maximum.
That's okay.
That's all right.
That's okay.
That's all right.
Birds can fly.
Birds can fly. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, fuck me.
No, that's not gonna... Yeah, that won't be enough.
Okay,
all right.
Thank God. It's just double damage.
Then that's one critical hit, then hit. So that's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, d6.
Wow. All right. Rodeo. Rodeo on that one, Adam.
Okay, Muriel.
Okay. She was with us so briefly.
Yeah.
You know.
Briefest flames burn just as quick or whatever.
Yeah, beautifully put. Beautifully said, my friend.
30.
Cribbit.
Cribbit, that's heal. What I'm hoping. Cribbit's got a, he'll have 42. A mass heal, obviously.
Wow, Muriel is still standing.
Hey! Whoa, she's tough as fuck. Thank God.
She is going to need to make a bunch of saving throws.
Okay, that she may struggle with.
Pass, 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 fail, fail, fail.
Hey, that's like 50%. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Muriel's arms, legs, and chest are covered in Father Limmick.
Ew.
That's really bad. I don't have to fight a Father Limmicked were-raven.
Mm.
But maybe it'll just become a flying one. Ooh. I don't know if the what you were.
Good news.
Okay. Yeah.
One of the flying ones tries to attack Tiny, and instead of attacking Tiny successfully, Tiny gains a new weapon. He snatches one of the flying ones as it soars past, and then you see him like a
like what a they nunchuck?
Called? Yeah, like nunchucks. He's spinning it around.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And that is the creature, not Tiny. Tiny yeah. has actually not made a noise.
Yeah. He's got that thrum that I can hear in my head.
Pip, your turn.
Okay.
There's the dancing one still in front of you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Who, looking back at my allies,
yeah.
who seems like they're in the worst shape?
Tiny and Agogash are kind of tanking a lot of this right now. Marquillet and Erwin are, like, plugging at flying ones, but they're not really doing anything. But they have understood that they're really not part of this fight, so they've fallen back quite a bit.
Mm.
Keening is fucking smiting as best as he can.
Yeah.
Iona and Elainiel are holding their own. You and Cribbit are probably in the worst situation right now.
Okay. Okay.
Or...
Scattershot?
Yeah.
You could take a bunch of attacks of AWP
and
charge Father Limmick and get there this turn.
Yes, but how many hit points, Adam? Just remind a fella. Remind a fella. Look at your documents there.
One. Oh, that's right. You're being grappled. Never mind. You can't do that anyway.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. All right. I think this is probably the best move. I'm going to spray shot. So it's similar to what I did before, but it's a 30-foot cone.
Okay. You could angle upwards and get all the flying ones, or angle downwards and get all the crawling ones.
I feel like the flying ones are going to be out. There's more flying ones than crawling ones.
Yeah.
So I'll go for the flying ones.
All right. This is a...
Huh? Oh, yeah, true.
What's going on?
True. I've got pinpoint accuracy. Automatically critical hit on your weapon attack, but do minimum damage.
Okay.
This could be very good for us.
This could be very good.
Pierced thigh or find an opening?
Find an opening.
Mm.
Find an opening.
I'm sticking with it.
You're going find your find an opening?
Mm-hmm. Whatever may come.
What if it was find an opening or shoulder jab?
Find an opening. Still sounds more interesting.
What if it was find an opening or press the advantage?
Ooh.
Did I get press the advantage before?
You did.
And I don't think it just...
Find the
Yeah.
Find an opening?
My hope is, this is what I think the card does. And I don't know if this is true. This is what I think it does. That it gives my allies an attack of AWP on the people I've damaged.
No. Don't do that. Tell you what, shoulder jab probably would have been the one you preferred the most out of everyone that I've just read.
Yeah.
Maximum damage... Which I would say overcome pinpoint accuracy's minimum damage.
Yeah.
But maximum damage and roll the damage dice again. This one is maximum damage, which does overcome, I would say. And you have advantage on your next attack against the target. It's just less damage.
Okay. Well, hey.
Okay.
That's fine.
It's fine.
But I'll say maximum damage
to
every flying one, which for you is 2d6 plus a d10 plus 3. So that is 22 plus 3, 25. That kills all the flying ones.
Fuck
yes! Yes!
You decimate the field, Pip.
Give me arrows again. give me arrows again, Cribbit, like you did last time.
You need to make a constitution saving throw.
Ooh.
Because you didn't kill the crawling one on you.
Mm-hmm.
Did he pass?
That's a fail. You got something for a con check?
Advantage.
Advantage?
Okay.
It's a reroll with advantage, I believe.
Oh, no!
Wait, fuck. Oh, shit. Is it just a skill check, right?
No, it's a saving throw.
Shut up.
Pip, what?
You could impress a part NPC with a party trick.
Okay.
Pip, you feel a coldness spreading out.
Wait,
do I
have bardic inspiration still?
Yes.
Let's use that. I feel the warmth of Cribbit's wet little hand.
Cribbit massaging your shoulders.
You have this one. It is not your time to die.
I'm so sick of being cold.
Father Limick's influence recedes pulls back.
Oh, thank God, dude. Jesus fucking Christ.
That was, Pip, your turn. It is your allies' turn. Erwin and Mark Willett are really just not part of this fight. Keening, seeing the fucking...
Is handing someone something a free action?
Yeah.
Am I close enough to Mark Willett that I could hand them something?
No.
Okay.
Mark Willett, they've pulled back pretty far.
Never mind. I've got fire bolts, that's all.
You could call out to him.
Well, yeah, maybe I do. As I'm going, because I felt Father Limick leaving my body. I think, yeah. Mark Willett, whoever has the crossbow. And then I'd like to, because I'm assuming I can't hand it to him, but I can pull them out of my pack and kind of just let them drop on the ground.
So I'll say... Keening, seeing what's happening, and also worried for you. You can see, like, a stricken look on his face. Keening, first one misses, but second one hits. He lassos with the whip. He throwing it around his head. He throws it around the neck of the creature on top of you. Lassoing it, he drags it off you and deals it a bit of damage. It's wounded, bloodied, but not dead.
Okay,
that's good. There's something.
And that is Keening's turn. At the same time, Erwin runs up next to you, grabs them from you, puts a hand out to grab your hand.
Okay, I take it.
You are standing now. Erwin drags you into a standing spot.
Thank you. Sorry, I couldn't remember which one of you had the crossbow.
Erwin doesn't even say anything. He's just thoughts like, in the same way that you were frantically loading your crossbow, he starts frantically loading his. That is going to be his turn, though.
Okay.
Iona, come on. She hits!
Finally!
Iona hits, and the one that Keening is dragging in, she kills.
Okay.
And Elanial... fires once, she fires twice, she fires three times, two hits. Come on, Elanial, do good. You are my real author, insert. She kills another one of the crawling ones, so you're down to three crawlers.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then she kills another crawler,
beautiful.
You're
one
down
crawler
to two
left.
Crawlers.
Well, I did math really bad.
Wow,
there.
You really did,
was
dude.
I, was How I just
did
not you listening? Think?
I don't know. That was just,
maybe I'm doing
just abysmal, dude.
Maybe it's me.
No. I appreciate that, but no.
We don't know. Maybe
no, I think we know.
Okay, well. Cribbit casts Cure Wounds on you, Pip.
Oh, thank God.
You recover 24 hit points.
Thank fucking God.
You're on 25.
Okay.
I'm burning through the second area of the character sheet where I started writing down your hit points. There's a hole. I can
so
fucking see
funny,
through.
Dude. Is my,
oh my
knee
God.
Fucked? Did my knee get fucked?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, wasn't that the critical hit that I got?
Dude,
oh,
like,
yeah, your knee is shattered.
I don't disadvantage know. On anything requiring legs.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Good
and
thing
a, and
not,
a wound.
Good
and
thing you don't need to move anywhere.
May that's I have I have a good boy card for reminding you of a thing that so negatively impacts my life?
All right, you can have a good
thank
boy
you.
Card. And that is that's Cribbit. It's Tiny's turn. Tiny.
Yeah, Jack, I have this, which, given your current situation, you may actually need this.
True. Okay.
Tiny repeats his action from before, attacking doing a series of stunning two critical hits. I'm not rolling. He kills one. I'm not rolling.
I'm
I don't care.
I'm so glad we got Tiny.
Mm.
Tiny's the heart and soul.
And then between Muriel and Agogash, Muriel sets it up. Muriel, in Were-Raven form, spreads her arm wings, a big, huge flutter, and she launches herself in the air, grabs the last one, drags it up, throws it, and Agogash cuts it in two. You're out of crawling and flying ones.
Okay.
Mm. It's Father Limick's turn.
Mm.
Father Lemic gives birth to...
Of course. Why, of course?
He's nine flying ones.
He's a pregnant fella. He's bursting with ones.
And 13 crawling
13?
Ones.
Okay.
Jeez.
Okay.
Jeez. And he's here. Father Lemic.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
A D10 should be enough.
Goodness me.
5. 1, 2, 3. Cribbit.
No! He's a Han Solo team!
Father Lemic. Just realized the joke. Father Lemic, one of his huge, flabby arms comes down on Cribbit.
Now, and I hate to put myself in
You thing. Are next to Cribbit, I'm aware.
Yeah, okay.
As is Erwin.
Oh, no.
All right. Cribbit rolls out of the way,
mm-hmm.
but Erwin and you, Pip, fail. Do you have anything for a dexterity saving throw? And do you want to spend it on yourself?
I do not. I got nothing, dude.
You got anything?
Get behind me. You can take all incoming damage for an ally.
Do you want to spend that?
I'll spend it.
Erwin would be willing to save Pip.
Oh, I was going to kick him out, and as it lands on me, grab Father Lemic.
Erwin, as it's coming down,
yeah.
If you're willing to spend it on Erwin, Hector.
I will spend it.
Yeah.
Whatever Jackson will wants be, will to be. Do.
Yeah. As the arm comes down, mm-hmm. Erwin looks at you, Pip. You are charged with the spell.
Yeah.
Good luck.
No.
He shoves you. You land bodily on the ground as...
Oh, fuck.
The arm comes down and Erwin is killed.
Danik is gonna be so...
Oh, fuck.
It's your enemies' turn. There are 9 flying ones.
Okay.
Critical. Critical. Hit. Hit. This is against, not against you, this is against Muriel.
Nevertheless, dude, never the fucking less.
I am pretty sure Muriel's on 2 hit points. I'm not going to roll. Muriel goes down.
Okay.
I think I do need to roll. Just on the criticals, though. For the first critical, Joel.
Yes.
Least drop
funny,
it.
Least funny.
Or
least
crushing funny. Blow.
Well, I'll drop it.
Drop it.
Yeah, drop it, surely.
All right. Well, she's not holding anything, so that's a doesn't do
okay.
anything.
We saved okay. that, dude.
Okay.
This really, it's become Yu-Gi-Oh.
Staggered or Mangler?
Well, geez, you'd hate to choose Mangler, so let's go with Staggered.
Are you sure?
Oh, God, what do you mean, am I sure?
How could Mangler
be the better one? He doesn't look like he's tricking us.
I know.
Should I? Okay, Mangler it is.
Neither of them are good.
Mangler, we pick Mangler.
Mangler, she's not gonna die.
Okay.
Staggered was quadruple damage.
No way!
Oh my fucking god. Oh my god.
Mangler. Mangler is make a DC constitution saving throw on a failed save. Your dexterity score is permanently reduced by 1.
That's better. Honestly,
that's better.
That's better.
You can live with scars.
She gets 16 on the die. She passes.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Mangler.
Mangler should not be that chill, dude.
She goes down, but she...
Adam, come on,
She goes down, but she doesn't die.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah, so does the were-raven, does it...
Is she protected by her were-raven?
She turns back to a human. No, she...
Yeah, okay.
Her prone form becomes human.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Fuck, dude.
She is still down. She got extra hit points out of it she already burnt through.
Okay.
But I thought they only could get killed by a silver bullet.
That was 6. There are 3 flying ones left. Then all the crawling ones.
Oh, God.
Hell.
Wow. Okay. The rest of the flying ones fucking whiff their attacks against the Gogash.
You know?
Well, he is the protagonist.
Well, yeah. It's a Gogash's world. We're just living in it.
Tiny critical hit.
No.
He's the heart and soul of
them. 2 hits and a critical.
He's
all
the
right.
heart and soul of this fucking team, Adam. How dare you? They're getting so many critical.
I know.
It just clued into me. Are they hitting on a 19 and a 22?
Nope.
What the fuck? Adam's playing with weighted dice.
Stop thinking.
And he takes 19 from the regulars.
Okay.
And then...
Mangler.
Ragged scar or a hideous scar?
Hideous or what was it?
Ragged scar.
Ragged's better than hideous.
Ragged sounds nice.
You receive a permanent scar on your face and you gain proficiency in charisma intimidation, but lose proficiency in charisma persuasion if you had it. So that doesn't do any extra damage.
Fuck yes. That rocks.
And now he looks cool.
Now he looks badass, dude.
Yeah. Now he looks intimidating.
Yeah.
You watch as one of the crawlers launches itself at Tiny and slams its fist into his face. You see, you hear crack, and then you watch, like glass, shards of Tiny's armor lands on the ground. Whoa. Along with blood.
Oh, cool.
Fuck.
Tiny has a huge crack down the center of his face.
Tiny's so fucking cool. He's so fucking cool.
All right, that was no three idea. Of the 13.
Oh, my God.
Four... Five. Attack a Gogash.
He's a Gogash. Yeah. He's not good. Even a Gogash.
Yeah, good even. Yeah. Hopefully they all are crits.
Yeah.
Hit, crit.
I joked.
He is playing with weighted dice, dice, right?
I feel he is.
What the fuck?
Mangler. He better not get a cool scar.
Oh, if he gets a cool scar.
If he gets a cool scar, we'll never hear the end of it.
What do you reckon is the difference between hideous and ragged?
I think one of them is like more intimidation, maybe. Well, scaring is intimidation.
Yeah. You'd think a hideous, I don't know, maybe it's a plus two. I don't know.
Disarmed or off form?
Off form.
You have disadvantage on your next melee attack, which doesn't affect a Gogash.
Yes.
That actually neither of one. He's actually immune to critical hits.
Is that a thing, or is that just something Adam, not a joke.
He is actually immune to critical hits.
Okay.
I was just reading them out as a fun joke for
you.
Yeah,
okay.
He also only takes 7 points of damage.
Like, just in general?
Yeah.
Yes.
He only ever takes seven.
He's that cool. Yeah. He also gets his cool scar.
Who else is a frontline fighter?
Fuck, dude.
Pip.
Here it comes.
Cool scar.
I mangle. Three hits. Jesus.
Oh, Christ.
Fuck, man. Fuck.
Come on.
And Erwin just basically sacrificed himself. If I go down, which I'm fucking gonna.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll all fumble
you
the
have
bag.
A, you have a...
You have 25 hit points.
Yeah.
Pip, you take 24... Oh,
here I am again.
Back here again.
Here I am again.
Okay.
How sweet it is. And that is all of them. Except two. Who attacked Keening?
Keening's going to be fine.
Are you? Come look at the dice.
No, I don't want it.
I'm going to look.
Fine.
I'm going to look.
Okay.
The blue one.
Whatever.
Blue one right
whatever,
there.
Adam. Yeah, okay. Sure.
It's a 20.
Could be a cool scar, though.
Yeah, it could make him harder.
That could make him harder.
All right, but only one regular hit, which deals 8 points of damage to Keening. Make them pay, or
want to know how I got these?
Give him a scar. Oh, God, our party's getting sexy.
Double damage, and you receive a permanent scar on your face.
Yeah, he does.
Fuck yes, dude.
Cowboy with a scar, are you kidding me?
Woo! Is it going to be the coolest kind of scar of a one eye?
Oh, you better
believe it is.
Scar.
Flattens his nose.
No!
Fuck. Sorry, King.
12 points of damage.
Okay.
12 points of damage, and Keening... As the creature, this creature is like scrambling with fingers and nails at Keening's face. He screams as one of the fingers jams itself into his eye duct and tears down.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Nah, that's the best cool looking
cool sexy place
scar.
To get a scar.
Yeah. It doesn't look good now.
Well, yeah, not now.
Keening's
we know that.
His face is torn open.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
It's bad now.
Yeah.
You see Keening's skull. Ooh. Just a little part of
it's
it.
Just a little.
Okay. That's really bad.
That is very bad.
I should write down who received scars in this fight.
It was just Tiny and Keening,
right? Oh, and a lot of, like, crawling ones. They also got scars. But
that's true.
They're dead, so it doesn't, I guess.
That's so cool, the Tiny scar is just a crack, because he doesn't really have skin.
Exactly. Mine's like a shattered glass over, like, you know,
oh, that's cool.
It's kind of cool.
Tiny's, Coleoptera. And Keening's going to get a cool down the side of the face. Fan artists. Don't forget him. He's also got one hand missing. What's going on for Keening?
That was your enemy's turn.
Mm-hmm.
Pip, Father Lemic is so close, you could reach out. His hand is next to you.
Okay. I look back at my allies, and, like, obviously they're not in a good way, but it's not going to end until I touch Father Lemic. And then, because I guess you can see it from anywhere in Barovia, I look up at Castle Ravenloft, and under my breath I say, God damn it. Rubbing off on me. And then with one hand, I reach out and try and grapple Father Lemic, even if it's just his finger.
You reaching out, you grab one, and not less like a grapple and more like you intend to climb Father Lemic. And as that happens, your flesh begins to sink into Father Lemic. And for a brief moment, I would say that in the time it takes to cast your innate spell, for a brief moment, you feel but do not succumb to oneness with Father Lemic. It feels very different from oneness to the lands of Barovia. The oneness with the lands of Barovia felt almost like a distance, like a omniscience, omnipotence, but like a complete detachment from emotion and personality, with the exception of your desperation. A burning desire for Keening. This is something else entirely. You feel, Pip, as your worst impulses are dialed to 11. You feel selfishness. You feel hatred. You feel your
self-loathing,
and you feel all your catty instincts brought to the fore.
Probably, I think, if that happens to me as I'm sinking in, I start trying to pull away, but I'm assuming it's too late.
It's too late.
Yeah, but if anybody watching could see, they see me sinking, then I start to resist.
No.
I abhor oneness of all varieties.
Somewhere within the depths of Father Lemic, the last dying gasp of Erwin calls out to you. And before the spell, you feel like it charging within you. You didn't even activate it. It just starts working on its own.
Thank God that's how it works. Thank God.
You hear Erwin calling out to you, and it's the last thought, the one thing, it's like the only way that you are able to keep Pip Mandarin together and whole is latching onto something external to you to remind you of who you are. You hear Erwin calling out, "In the dark times, will there not also be singing?" Yes, about the dark times.
Then I let the spell go off.